There's been a new book released on the Burnie Football Club. It's called From Tigers to Dockers. The author is Lindsay Purton, who joins me now. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Now, this is a rather specific history of the Burnie Footy Club. It's from 1985 to 2021. Why have you chosen that period, Lindsay?
Well, we'd originally done a book on the Burnie Tigers from 1885 to 1985. So that was 100 years. And that's what made me think, well, we should get something in writing for the next period of up to now.
OK, and for anyone that wasn't born in, you know, after the, in the mid-80s and after that, they've only ever known perhaps the Burnie Dockers, but of course they were the Tigers originally, and then they amalgamated with, I think, the Kiwi Bulldogs to become the Burnie Hawks in the statewide competitions it was.
Yeah.
And then, so what happened? How did they become the Dockers?
It was they had the 1 year as Burnie Hawks in the statewide league, Martin. And then Mark Lee's last year of coach. And then the next year, for 95, the club recruited Peter German to come and coach us. And he was the main instigator of realising that there was a fair bit of angst in the Burnie area between Burnie and Kiwi being one team. And a lot of supporters of both clubs didn't like the idea.
Well, they hated each other, didn't they?
Beg your pardon?
They hated each other, the two clubs.
Well, we never used to kill anybody, but it was pretty close at times. But Peter then came up with the idea of adopting the Fremantle Dockers name because of our close association with both of us being sitting with the port and ships and all that sort of stuff. And eventually it was agreed that's what we would do, yeah.
And the funny thing is, though, you still have the Hawthorne club song as a theme. We're a happy team at Burnie.
Yeah, that was the way the Hawks part of the club kept its identity, I suppose. To make it the one song and not try and sing two or anything silly like that.
No, well, I'm glad you didn't adopt the Freo one because that was terrible at the time, if I remember.
It wasn't real good.
No, that's for sure. So in that period from 85 through to 2021, I mean, that's obviously one of the biggest things that would have happened to the club in its history, let alone in that period.
Yeah, so I think I've highlighted that in the book, that it was a momentous decision, really, Martin, for the new committees and clubs people to take on a one-club situation after all the years of fighting one another. Yeah, you're dead right there. About the biggest, I was asked the other day what was the most momentous thing that happened in the period that I tried to cover, and that was the one that I picked out that had to be the biggest problem, biggest decision made, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I know, you know, years down the track now, you look back at it and you probably think what all the fuss was about because it's a United club. And the Burnie Dockers.
Right. Both clubs, Burnie Hawks and Burnie Tigers as they were, both clubs were struggling financially, and it didn't seem likely that the both clubs were going to survive in the old way. And that's where a lot of influential parts of it, people got together to make it one and see if we could make it live on for another 100 years.
Yeah, and people complain about when clubs have to amalgamate or fold or whatever, but they talk about the heritage. But if you look at the, I think it was a few years ago, the 150-year anniversary of Tasmanian football, if you look through that, it's littered with clubs that have either amalgamated or gone by the wayside. So, you know, as I say, looking at it now, back then, you wonder what all the fuss was about.
Yeah, true. That's true. Yeah. I think I agree with that statement, mate, yeah.
And the Burnie Dockers in that entity have been very successful, winning state league championships and NWFL and NTFL premierships as well. So it's been a pretty good thing so far, I think, for the Dockers.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, well, I guess the five soccer premierships in consecutive years between 2001 and 2005 sort of speaks for that as well. And as you said, we got a state flag in 2012, and then they've repeated a three-peat in 2018, 19, 20. Yes, it's been quite successful, really, that way.
So the book is out now. Where can people get a copy of it if they're interested?
Well, our main outlet has been Burnie Sports Power in Mount Street, Burnie. The president's wife, Fiona Bogue, has got that shop, and she sells them over the counter. And the other way is contacting the club on their Facebook page or through the internet. Can make orders that way through the secretary, Fern Messenger.
Okay, terrific. Well, well done on the book. I'm sure it took you a long time to put it together. I struggle sometimes just to write one story, so to write a whole book, it's quite an achievement.
Well, when you say a long time, I guess seven and a half years is long, isn't it, when you're talking about writing a book? But that's how it happened. I started off thinking that in 2014, I thought, well, if I can publish a book in next year and cover 30 years, I'll make it pretty neat. But every time I went to publish the next year, it turned up. So I just kept adding a year on all the time, Mum.
Yeah, well, good to see the book out at last now. Congratulations on it. I really admire anyone that goes to all the trouble it is. But you know, history's got to be the hardest thing to write because you have to research things. But I guess this one being so recent, it was probably just a little bit easier for you than it would have been looking for something that happened 100 years ago.
I guess that's true. But I did spend an awful lot of time in the Burnie Library looking up old advocates to get information out one way or another. But that was my biggest concern, Martin, for the clubs, and I don't think it's unique to just our football club. The attention to record history in some sort of written form doesn't seem to be very popular these days with computers and internets and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a dying art, isn't it?
Of course, a long way down the track, the computer has well and truly finished its job, but a book you sit on the coffee table is going to be there forever if they don't damage it.
Yep, I'm sure anyone that's had any connection with Burnie over the last 50 years will want to get their hands on the book. Lindsay, congratulations once again on it, and thank you for your time this morning.
Not a problem, Martin. Good to be with you.